everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Coming From College podcast. My name's Mae. I'm going into third year of events management.
My name is Fiona. I'm going into fourth year public sociology.
And today we'll be talking to you about the Hub.
Yes, so I mean, fundamentally, the Hub is where you will go to see all of your different modules. You'll see, like, all the material that you'll need. You'll see just your lectures. All of that kind of stuff will be kind of on the Hub. It's where you're, like, your main point of access for things like your modules.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like your one-stop shop for everything.
Yeah.
And you've got loads of different sections on there. So obviously, as Fiona said, you've got all your modules and stuff on there, but you've also got your careers and employability section. You've got stuff, some people have even more stuff such as referencing, or if you become a PALS leader, you'll have a PALS folder. Anything and everything that you could possibly need will be on the Hub.
Yeah, it can definitely get a bit confusing at times because it's all just in one long list. It's honestly not as difficult once you kind of get used to the system, but it can look a bit overwhelming when you first get in and see like all of these things listed.
Absolutely, and they keep the modules as well. Is it that, like that for you as well, Fiona? I've got my modules from first year.
Yeah.
Like, the list just gets longer and longer.
Yeah, they leave up all of the materials from the previous series, which, to be honest, has, like, been helpful, because one of the things that you do is you'll upload, like, for example, your essays to the Hub in the specific module area, and for example, I've gone back and been able to view my feedback from, like, 2 years ago on an essay, and that's really helpful, actually, because you can kind of see, like, first of all, how have you improved? And you can also go back and say, like, okay, this specific lecturer, I had them in first year, now I have them again in third year. How did they grade? What kind of things were they saying? What should I look out for? So that's really good, and that also kind of falls in line with, like, what I was going to say next, which is that every lecturer is going to do things very differently, and that is down to, like, you know, there are obviously different people, they have different ways of doing things, but that's everything from where they upload things on the Hub, how they upload things on the Hub. So, like, there's different folders that are, I think, already, like, pre-made there, but not every lecturer uses them. They might make their own folders within folders. And then also just things like, as I say, like, how they upload them. So, for example, they may only want to upload the lecture slides after the lecture because they don't want people to look at the lecture slides and then not come to the lecture. Other lecturers really enjoy uploading them beforehand because they know that some people use them within the lecture. This is more relevant for in-person stuff. Because when you're doing online stuff, which I'm sure you'll do a lot of this year, you'll obviously have it, like, in a different way completely, and you can go back and watch the recording and all of these things. The recordings will also be uploaded, so maybe we want to talk a little bit about the recordings next.
Yeah, so the recordings will be put on the Hub, but it'll be through something called Panopto. So you don't have to have a Panopto account or anything. Usually what happens is the lecturers will embed a video of the lecture into the Hub, into the feed or into the folder or wherever, wherever your specific lecture will be putting the lectures. So there's different ways you can view it. You can either just view it on the page, just click play and it'll just play there. Or what you can also do, which is very helpful, is, I don't know if there's a link to click or somewhere on the video, you can open it in a new window.
Mm-hmm.
And you basically, it opens it on the Panopto home screen. So you've got subtitles on there, and you can skip through by lecture slide. You also have a full screen of the presentation rather than having the presentation and your lecturer in a small square in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can cut off text or a reference or something. So yeah, it's quite handy to have, especially with the subtitles, because sometimes especially for international students, it can be very helpful because sometimes the Scottish accent, as beautiful as it is, can be slightly difficult to understand if you're not used to it. Or
yeah, I mean, even also, like, if you've got lectures that are international online, it can be sometimes really difficult to understand, like, certain accents that you're not used to hearing. Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, it's already, the quality is already bad. And I personally already suffer from audio processing issues. So trying to understand an accent that I don't know is like, oh my God. So having subtitles is like a lifesaver.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's probably the best. That's probably my favorite part of having lectures online, as well as yeah. being able to go back or pause it and, you know, take my time with it.
Definitely. We've actually mainly used just Collaborate. So we've had Collaborate recordings. So Collaborate is an inbuilt feature on the Hub where you can do, like, people often do lectures through that. We have hosted our PAL sessions through Collaborate. It's basically just something similar to, like, Teams or Zoom, just, like, inbuilt into the Hub. And so what our lecturers have done is they've just recorded the session. So the benefit that you get from that is that it gives you a chat replay. So you can see kind of the chat messages as they pop in at the time that they popped in. They'll kind of pop up on the side, which is really good. But as far as I know, Collaborate doesn't have the benefits of things like subtitles. And it is just basically like a live recording. So that can be a bit difficult sometimes in terms of like needing to find one specific bit of a lecture. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's still good. It's still a recording, so it's good to be able to go back and listen to.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. And there's, so Collaborate is one of the main features that you're going to use on the Hub for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is some other tools. I feel like, I don't know, I've never used them. I think there might be a calendar and different things on there, but
yeah.
Or use anything other than Collaborate and going into my modules, so it's probably not a big
You can find them if you go like to the very top right of the page. There's like a little like drop down menu where it says your name, and that's where you can find all of those other tools. But as I say, like, I don't know anyone who's used them. Obviously you said you don't use them either, so
mm-hmm.
every like important piece of information you will find within your lecture, like your module areas. So for example, if you need to look up like if you have an essay deadline, you will be able to look it up just by going to the submission box and looking mm-hmm. when the submission deadline is for that. And also, I've said this in loads of mine, but like you can always email your lecturer as well if you're unsure about yeah. something, if you're unsure about a certain submission date. They're always more than happy to help, or even ask your classmates, because chances are, if 30 people are paying attention to little bits of different things, together you will have all the information.
Exactly.
You also have your similarity checker, which is a huge thing for essays. I know in public sociology we have a lot of essays to write, so this is like, mm-hmm. essays is like my forte. so that's just basically, we use a system called Turnitin to submit our essays, which you may have used in college, you may not have. And basically it's just like an online system, and it has this like similarity checker when you submit. However, what our like QMU has done is they've also given you a separate Turnitin, like just to check the similarity. So it's not an actual submission, it doesn't count towards your actual submission date or anything like that, but you can just upload your essay there and see, have you accidentally like copied a sentence from a book or from something, like how good is your similarity or how bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know if I've had a similarity checker for all of my modules. I feel like some mm-hmm. lecturers put them up and then others think, no need for it. So mm-hmm. I feel like you might not, at least in my course, I haven't had a similarity checker for every single module, but I feel like it's one of those things you can probably ask your lecturer about it, and mm-hmm. they might have forgotten to put it up, or, you know, they might not have thought about it. So it's always worth emailing your lecturers about those kinds of things.
Definitely. You can also resubmit to the similarity checker, which means technically if you have one module that has the option, you could just use that module's page for all of your essays. Because as I say, it doesn't count towards your actual submissions, and you can submit as many times as you like. I have definitely submitted an essay to a similarity checker 2 or 3 times before, just out of sheer, like, panic to make sure I'm not accidentally plagiarising something.
Oh my god, yeah.
But yeah, emailing lecturers, as you say, is also always, like, fine if you're unsure, like, if something should be there and it isn't. That goes for not only similarity checker, but also just for, you know, readings, for like, lecture slides, anything like that.
Yeah, agreed. And speaking of similarity checker, the hub is where you'll also upload all of your assessments. So it won't be the similarity checker, but it'll be in a different folder, usually something like assessments folder or something like that. So yeah, we'll probably be using Turnitin as well, depending on what it is. But I'm pretty sure there's a whole podcast on assessments, so you can check that out to have information you need.
Yeah, so I mean, as we've kind of already said, like, just to reiterate, like, you have lots of different information all over your hub. Like, you have, as we said, like, notices about careers and kind of jobs that you can get. These are both voluntary and paid positions. The uni also does hire relatively regularly. I've worked for them a couple times now, just seeing things on the hub and stuff, and the uni pays well, so you know, if you see something there, it can definitely be worth applying. Some of them are even opportunities only for students that you wouldn't be able to find on Indeed or somewhere else. And then, yeah, there's loads of announcements. It can be a bit overwhelming, but, like, if you have the willpower, it can definitely be worth it to kind of look through them, because you can see some great opportunities, both for, like, your modules as well as for loads of other areas. Also things like, I think, the student services and stuff.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, it's quite handy. And you've also got discussion boards, so these are usually module specific, and your lecturers will tell you about them at the beginning of the semester if they're using them, but it's just a place where you can pop a question. It's like, what is it like? I feel like you've got loads of stuff on online, like Yahoo or whatever, where someone asks a question and loads of people can answer. It's the same kind of system. You can ask a question and then your lecturer can just get back to you and answer that, or even, you know, other classmates can answer. So it's very handy to kind of, if you've got a question, you can see all the past questions, and, you know, if it's not answered, you can ask it there, rather than just having to email your professor, or, you know.
Yeah, I know that, I don't think it was actually at QMU, I think it was at my previous uni. But we've done it before where, like, we've actually had to set up, like, actual discussion boards within, like, group work. And we've had to kind of use the discussion boards to essentially prove, like, our progress. So they can see, like, dates and everything. So the lecturers kind of use that as a tool to kind of see, like, how far we were doing, like how far we were getting on, like, what was going on, like, if we were needing support, stuff like that. And also, like, we've had lecturers who've done, like, drop-in sessions on the discussion board where they'll be like, okay, for this hour on this day, I will be on answering loads of questions, and students can kind of go on, like, a couple weeks before the essay's due and just ask any questions they may have. I've not seen them used a whole lot. I don't know about you. It's not super common, but they're good when they're there.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think that pretty much covers the basics of the hub. I've said this like 3 times now, it does seem a bit overwhelming. We've gone over a lot of different things, but you can listen to this podcast, like, different bits of it, come back to it throughout the year if there's anything you're unclear on, like, or as I say, like, email your lectures or speak to classmates, chances are someone has figured out something that you haven't. I know that over the years I've definitely messaged people being like, where on earth is this one reading? And then someone will send it to me and be like, it's here.
Exactly, 100%.
Anyway, thank you for listening. Hopefully you've enjoyed the podcast. And
we'll see you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.